Hello, 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 and welcome to Dose of Lay Podcast. I am your girl, Halle Monique, your host who indeed does the absolute most, and I could not be more ecstatic to be having you guys tune in to my very first official episode. Yes, y'all, the first episode, mama, we made it. But y'all, today's episode is titled, How the Heck Did I Get Here? So clearly, I'm going to be explaining to y'all how the heck I got here, right? Yeah. So go ahead and kick off your shoes and relax your feet, because it's a ride, y'all. It's an absolute ride. Nothing too crazy, because, you know, she's a sanctified girly these days. Nothing too crazy, but I'm definitely going to be spilling a little tea. Not too much, because, yeah, we're going to keep it respectful, but I'm going to give y'all the deets and... It's quite personal to me, but I mean, y'all my people now. If you're listening to this, you're most definitely my people now. So I definitely do not mind sharing my stories, sharing my testimony, letting y'all know about my trials and tribulations, honey, and victories as well. So today I'm gonna have to rewind and take it all the way back to about a year or so ago, y'all. So for anybody who was wondering, and if you wasn't wondering, yes, it involves a man. It absolutely does, okay? But we're just going to touch on it briefly, and we're going to move right along, okay? We're going to keep it cute. We're going to move right along. But fast forward to about a year or so ago, I was in a committed relationship, and I actually was in that state of delusion where I thought this was going to be my forever. We've all been there, y'all. Once, twice, maybe three or four times. We've all been there at least once, y'all. But yeah, I was scared to say my man out loud and everything, because I feel like when you say that out loud, it's just like, and stuff starts crashing and bounding. But no, for real, y'all. So I was in a relationship a little over a year ago, and I really did think that it was it for me. But once I started praying more about the situation and really spending more time with God and kind of changing my habits when it came to my dedication to God and just attending church and things of that sort, things started being revealed to me. Yes, honey, revealed, honey. Several revelations, but the ones we're going to stick to today is going to be the ones that came from God himself, okay? So I found myself praying and really asking God, like, you know, is this a situation for me? Is this something I'm supposed to be in? Is this the person for me? Is this the relationship for me? Is this what you want for me? And if it's not, Lord, then, you know, clear the way. And I'll let y'all know now, it's been years for me where I came to the mindset and the realization that I personally don't want anything that's not mine. If it's not mine, I don't even want to play with it, okay? If it's not mine, you can have it. Because we far too often try to hold on to things and take ownership of people, places, and things when it's just not in God's will for us. And if it's not in God's will for us, it's not going to last, y'all. And you can sit there and be like, well, we together right now, and this person laying next to me in the bed right now, or this, that, and the third, this, you know, whatever, whatever. Okay, baby. And if you go to sleep and wake up tomorrow, things could change if that's not in God's will. But, you know, to each his own. I'm going to mind my business over here. But in my case, the Lord was like, nah, sis, this ain't you. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? But what if? But what if? And he can, and I can, and we can. He said, all right, baby, wrap it up. That man said, wrap it up, honey. So I grabbed my rags and I went on about my business. And I know I'm sitting here laughing, but yes, my feelings was hurt, because I am the type of person where if I love you, I love you down, and I love you forever. And that's with any and everybody. If I have ever fix my mouth to say that I love you, then to this day, I love you. Do you have access to me in the same way you did? Probably not. But I genuinely and truly love people, okay? If you're in my life and I, you know, I appreciate you in whatever way that you're in my life and have cared for me at any point in time. So yeah, once the love is there, it never leaves for me. I feel like if you could once say that you love someone, and regardless of what they did to you, if you could say 6 months, a year, 3 years down the line, like, oh no, I don't love them anymore. Did you ever really love them? Because true love isn't conditional, you know? And true love and loving someone doesn't count on it being reciprocal. Do we want it to be reciprocal? Should it be reciprocal? It should, especially in healthy situations. But just speaking from my point of view, and like just as far as self, if you truly love someone, that never changes regardless. But we could talk about that another day. The point is that with me seeking God in this situation, it ended up causing a divide. I went my way, that person went theirs. But with me going my way, I really was in this place where I was just like, I really was like tired of feeling like I was doing it on my own, because I had felt like this honestly was the first relationship that I ever like put my all into. And that's even going to say that I've been previously married and been in other serious relationships. I feel like I've always been in them, but this one I was like, I'm really gonna give this a chance. I'm really gonna try my best to be the best partner I can be. I'm gonna be supportive in whatever way I can be. I'm gonna try to be more communicative. I'm gonna try all of these things, all of these great things. And I did. How it was received, I can't speak on that because I'm not the other person, but I honestly tried my absolute hardest, and I can say from the bottom of my heart, there was nothing else that I could have done in that situation. But in leaving the situation and really searching and really consulting God, I ended up finding my identity in Christ. And I found myself feeling really bad and feeling convicted because I was on my knees asking God to fix a relationship and asking God for answers in regards to a physical man when I didn't have the best relationship with God at the time. So it's like, how dare I sit there and ask for something from him, especially in the relationship department, and I'm not sitting here spending time or sowing into my relationship with God to be worried or concerned about a date night or not having a date night or spending quality time with a man and asking God about it when you don't spend time with God. Baby, what the girls be saying? Diabolical. Diabolical. But y'all, I really started to grow and really started to spend time with God. And as I did that, he really transformed my life. And it all happened so naturally, which is what I love the absolute most, because it didn't feel like a pressure or something I was trying to force myself to do. It really happened naturally. And though I am still not perfect, none of us are perfect, ever will be perfect. I definitely am trying each day to do my absolute best and grow more and more in Christ. But with that being said, I also found my value there as well. And not to say that I ever didn't know my value or know my worth. I always knew I was of value. Because I'm very realistic. Like, I know what I do and I know what I add to the rooms I'm in. I know what I add to the relationships and situations and partnerships that I'm in. I know what I add. But when you really sit there and search your heart and search God and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and reveal certain things to you, you see your value and you value yourself more on a whole nother level, a whole nother level. Your mindset shifts, your wants, your needs, they all shift. And it all literally started from one prayer for me when I started saying, God, you know, less of me and more of you. Literally, I would just repeat it for days, whenever I thought about it. Lord, less of me, more of you. Less of me, more of you. And when I tell you that shifted the whole trajectory of my life, literally what my life looks like from day to day is nothing like it once did. Anybody who knew me last year, you don't know me now. I promise you. Anybody who had access to me 6 months ago, you don't know me now. You just don't. And it's not me being cocky or me trying to act like I'm just this, that, and a third, even though I am this, that, and a third. But it's not me trying to come off with this certain persona or like I'm too good for anything, even though I also am too good for a lot of things. And y'all gotta remember that too. Little side note, you are in fact too good for a lot. Don't let anybody ever play in your face and feel like you should just accept anything from anybody, okay? You are too good for certain things. Yeah, but to get back on track, y'all, that really shifted my mindset, my wants, and made me set different goals for myself and my life. And while some people have the talent to sing, dance, hit backflips and backbends and all of these other things, my talent or like my gift is speaking. I'm never scared to speak to anyone. It actually has gotten on people's nerves in relationships, because I always seem to be in a relationship with a person who is like, how do I say it? Like, less talkative than me, less social than me, more introverted in ways. But I'll talk to a brick wall. Like, I don't have to know you to talk to you. I love genuine and meaningful conversations with strangers, with people, like, not with anybody. I just love conversations. I love talking, and I love pouring into people. And as God has been transforming me on the inside, I have been finding myself in more and more situations and more opportunities where I'm being able to pour into others and speak life into others and just give advice and things of that sort. So I always wanted to do a podcast, since podcasts have kind of been a thing in the past, I would say 5 or so years, they've really been like going somewhere. But I didn't want to do it prematurely. And that was even before my walk with God got more serious, my walk with Christ got more serious. I didn't want to do it prematurely. I knew in my heart that if I grabbed a mic to speak and followed the instructions I was given by God, that it was gonna go somewhere. And I didn't want to misrepresent him or me. You know, I wanted to be able to showcase my best self, even though I'm still growing and still expanding and still being stretched and still elevating. I wanted to be able to really be confident in who I am giving y'all, you know? I don't want to come on here and it be a facade. I don't want to come on here and put on a show. Yeah, we're going to have some laughs, some giggles, some kikis, all of it. Because the episodes are going to be, just stay tuned. But I wanted to give y'all realness. So I didn't want to move prematurely. And I am the type of person, I don't know about y'all, but I'm the type of person who has dealt with procrastination a lot in my life. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is a spirit that is not of the Lord. Because most of the time when you're procrastinating about something, procrastination is literally a fear. It's not even just you being lazy. It's a fear of doing what you know you should be doing. You know, it may be difficult. It may not be the easiest task, but if you could just do it, it may just be life-changing, not even just for you, but for someone else. And usually those things that bless someone else, that's the bigger blessing for you. You know, I'm not doing this to be recognized in any type of way. I'm doing this because God told me to. He literally told me to. Like, it shifted for me where at first I was like, oh, this is my own idea. The ignorance of us to think that we come up with these things. It literally is hilarious. We really be giving ourselves too much credit, y'all. But yeah, me thinking it was my idea and then me coming to the realization that no, I am literally being obedient to what he has told me. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this was something I was supposed to do when I was, and I've told this story to a couple of people close to me, but I was driving home one day. I don't remember where I was going from, because your girl is a busy girl, y'all. I be tired of driving, I swear. But I was driving home one day, and this specific day, I don't even remember if I was playing music, because sometimes I just want silence, for real. But and then that song hits me when I say silence. Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. Yeah, let me not get on this mic singing, because that's not my gift. But shout out to Jordan Welch, because she did her thing with that one. But it was silent. I wasn't really thinking about anything. My mind was empty. And then all of a sudden I hear this voice in my head that was like, you can't do that. And I immediately knew, for one, that was not Jesus. And for two, I knew that the voice was talking about me speaking and me doing my podcast. And I'm the type of girl that loves a challenge, honey. Especially when the devil be playing, I'm so petty. Like, it'll be something like super minute, like something that would just, you know, deter your day, like really like make you upset, something just to go wrong in your day. And I know it's the devil. I'll just start praising God even louder, even harder, lifting my spirit, just not even giving in to it, because that's what he wants you to do. So when he said, like, nah, you can't do that, I said, bet. And look where we at, doing it. Please. Please, you don't determine what I do. You don't determine what I say. You don't determine what I feel. I literally bind you in the name of Jesus. And I kept it moving. And it's crazy because from there, when I made that commitment, like, yeah, God, we on it. We about to do it. When I made that commitment, literally everything started falling into place. Everything started falling into place. I even, you know, the phones be listening, y'all. But I came across this ad on Instagram that was about podcasting and saying, hey, join our free class, our workshop. We're going to tell you this, that, and the third. And I was like, yep, I'm not going to scroll past it this time. I'm signing up. So I signed up for it. And it's crazy because it coincided with me making the commitment to start going to Bible study. I had told myself this past, 2024, I said I was going to start going to Bible study. And like the last service in church, in December, he was like, y'all, next Thursday, come on out to the, or it might have been the last Bible study of the year. That might be what it was. It might have been the last Bible study of the year. He was like, come on out. You know, it's going to be good, whatever, whatever. You know, you don't want to miss this one. And I'm like, yeah, that's confirmation. I need to go because I've been saying that I need to. So I'm going to make the commitment to start going, you know, on that date, on that Thursday. So it ends up coinciding where that workshop and Bible study was at the same time. So I was like, dang, I can't not go to Bible study, but like, I really want to get this information. So I was just about to say, forget it. I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to Bible study. But then when I went on the page or like looked at my email, it ended up being in a different time zone. So it started actually an hour before Bible study. So I listened to it and was literally listening to it, taking notes and getting ready for Bible study at the same time. Listened to it in my truck the whole way to Bible study, wrote stuff down in my journal in regards to the podcast and all of those things. And then I ended up hopping out because it was like towards the end of the podcast, but not podcast, but the workshop. And I'm like, okay, I got enough information. I can get out now. So I go into church. Why did I get in there? And he was like, we're going to have a different type of Bible study this week. We're going to talk about, you know, goals and like purpose and things of that sort. And he literally passed out like worksheets for us. But after filling out the worksheets, he was like, you know, this has been put on my heart. I need to ask the room, who in here has been called to speak? Who feels as though they have a passion or a calling to speak? I'm standing there like, I know you lying to me. Like, wow. Like, Jesus, you really pushing me, aren't you? Aren't you? And he was definitely pushing me, because why the next thing he said out his mouth after we raised our hands, because it was a push for me to raise my hand. Why after that, he calls us on stage to speak and introduce ourselves to the church. So, yeah, that was complete and utter confirmation for me. All right. All right. Yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And apparently you want to use my voice, not to lift every voice and sing, but maybe lift some people's spirits. Hearts, minds, maybe do that, you know? So we're here. That is exactly what brought us here. From me having the ending of one relationship to me pursuing a fruitful relationship with Christ, to me answering a calling and being obedient to him. So yeah, we gonna rock out from here, all right? I've been enjoying it. Like, when I tell y'all my life has changed in so many ways, just the feeling of life itself is so different. I literally want everyone around me to feel this. Absolutely everyone. But I know it takes time. And that's why I just pray for all of those that I love. And now you guys are a part of that. So I truly, truly hope that whoever this reaches, whether it's 121, 2001, I hope that my words can be a blessing to you and that they reach each individual that is supposed to hear it. In the next coming episode, you guys, we're going to have some real fun. I'm going to be introducing a new segment where I'll be answering some questions that you guys send me via social media. So make sure that You follow me on all my social media platforms. My personal Instagram is __dose_of_lay. My podcast Instagram is _dose_of_lay_podcast_. So that is one _dose_of_lay_podcast followed by another _. You guys, we're going to be expanding and growing together as I am doing this. I am really super proud of myself for really following through with what the Lord has told me. And I think that's what's made it different for me. I know that this one isn't for me. I know this one's for him. So it's easier for me to pursue this in the way that I'm supposed to. But yeah, we're going to be growing. You know, it's going to be a lot of things happening and that I'll be celebrating as we're moving on from episode to episode. And I just really, really hope that you guys get something from each and every episode, you know? So, yeah, make sure you guys send in questions via social media. I will be answering them on my next episode. We're going to be introducing what does Lay have to say. So you'll be getting my insight and my opinion on real life situations or anything happening with you personally, or if you just want my opinion about anything going on in life. We're going to be talking about so many subjects on here: relationships, parenthood, anything going on in general, anything going on. I was trying to think of a specific word. Pop culture, things going on like on social media are going on out there in the world in general. But yeah, just shoot your questions over to me and I will be picking one or two, I haven't decided yet, to answer per segment, okay? So also, every time I leave you guys, I'm either going to leave you with a good word to start your week off right, a prayer, or something that I just want to bless you with. And it's crazy because this one I actually prepared right before recording this for y'all. I was scrolling social media and I'm sure some of you know, or a lot of you know, I wasn't aware of it until my sister told me about this movie, but Michael B. Jordan has a new movie out that is directed by the Ryan Coogler, and it's been a lot of press going on about it, and it's kind of cool to me that we're getting to see Ryan Coogler in a different light. He's really been exposing himself and really sharing himself with us as he's doing promotion for this new movie. And in watching one of his speeches, he really was being very motivational and very uplifting and just very raw. The man was in tears talking about Chadwick, but he said something that really stuck with me and I wrote it down and I said, yes, I got to share this with my people. So he said, and I'm not sure if this is a direct quote from him or if he heard it from somewhere else, but I'm going to give credit to him because that's who I heard it from. He said, go stand in rooms and places you feel uncomfortable until you do. And I 130,000% agree with that. And that really resonates with me because that's kind of been the motto for my church this year. And before he even said it, before my pastor said it for New Year's, it was already kind of the motto for me. Just basically to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So this week I challenge you guys to go stand in those rooms. Go stand in those places where you feel so uncomfortable. I promise you it will stretch you. And one day you'll be looking back and you'll be like, I remember when I didn't think I belonged here. I didn't think that I could do this or be this. But look at me now. So y'all be blessed. Thanks again for listening to this episode. I truly, 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 truly hope it blessed you. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. And y'all will be seeing me again real soon. Make sure that you follow me on all my handles. And it's going to be a wonderful experience moving forward with y'all. I cannot wait. So, as I said last time, Halle Monique signing out.